right, there's no question that I think the majority of you would certainly agree. We are Jimmy Carter at this point. I mean, I guess I've talked myself into this realization that Jimmy Carter is a better president, was a better president, probably could still be today at what is he, 99 or whatever, however, still be a better president than what we have. He's still more cognitive and has more mental acuity than what we have in the White House currently. That's pretty clear. Here's something from AMAC I want to share with you. AMAC, the conservative organization. Over the past few weeks, Republican Senators John Cornyn of Texas, who has become very suspect, by the way, as of late, supporting gun control measures that would do little, if anything, to fix the problems that we have. But he's joined by Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who I've told you for a long time should be kicked. Louisiana ought to be embarrassed of Bill Cassidy. He ought to be kicked out. Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, he also ought to be facing some stiff pushback. And they should, because they're backing this thing called the Civics Secures Democracy Act, CSDA, a $6 billion bill that people realize now would create a de facto national curriculum dedicated to teaching critical race theory and action civics in the American classroom. It's a clear sign that some of the criticism is breaking through, because Cornyn, a co-sponsor of the bill, lashed out at a Twitter user who blasted the legislation, calling the criticism a lie. But as the facts continue to emerge about what CSDA is, it's obvious the legislation would indeed be a boon for teaching CRT in our nation's classrooms while transforming the American public education system into a full-blown left-wing indoctrination center. Five reasons given by AMAC why this should be rejected, probably something you've never even heard of. Again, it's called the Civics Secures Democracy Act, CSDA. Billions of dollars, but only a fraction of what we sent to Ukraine, so maybe it's a bargain. On his first day in office, President Biden signed an executive order on advancing racial equity, which ordered every federal agency to pursue equity in everything they do. In his accompanying remarks, Biden specifically mentioned that today's generation of young Americans are forced to confront systemic racism and white supremacy. We are. I never was forced to, you know, to face white supremacy because it wasn't around. We didn't have people running around in little pointy white hats. We didn't have secret meetings, you know. We didn't burn crosses or other symbols. No, we didn't do that. Of course, Joe Biden and his friend Robert Byrd, the former Grand Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, can't seem to make the same claim. They were buddies, of course. But shortly after that happened, the Biden Department of Education attempted to introduce new proposed priorities for the awarding of federal grants for history and civics instruction, which held up CRT in the widely discredited 1619 Project as tools for teaching U.S. history and civics. The 1619 Project is not history. It's a piece of fiction. Anybody who's looked at it, any historian of any respect that's looked at it, and there are many, say it's a work of fiction. The blowback to the new priorities were severe, including a letter from Senator Mitch McConnell to Biden's education secretary, which was co-signed by Senators Cornyn, Cassidy, and Inhofe. McConnell's letter read in part, "Our nation's youth do not need activist indoctrination that fixates solely on past flaws and splits our nation into divided camps. Taxpayer-supported programs should emphasize the shared civic virtues that bring us together, not push radical agendas that tear us apart." McConnell was right. But now the CSDA would give those same Biden bureaucrats or lunatics, however you'd like to refer to them, who wrote the CRT-infused priorities and $6 billion in funds to distribute to schools and education programs, based on the previous actions, it's a sure bet that money from the bill would flow exclusively to organizations that align with the Biden administration's far-left worldview and anti-American view. Because the Biden administration is aggressively defending CRT against the criticism of parents and anyone else. In fact, when parents began speaking out against CRT and left-wing indoctrination at their kids' schools, the Biden Department of Justice began labeling them as domestic terrorists. And then you've got iCivics. I, like an iPhone, small I, and the word civics. The nonprofit behind Corn and Civics, Bill, has a history of wokeness. It's who they are. It's what they do. iCivics was a driving force in Illinois behind the state's adoption of new culturally responsive teaching and learning standards, which, as Stanley Kurtz put it, essentially forced teachers into becoming de facto leftist community organizers by embracing a new version of civics that counts political protest, of course, always for left-wing causes. That'll get you extra credit in class. Go protest against the Supreme Court. Go burn down Minneapolis. That's worth double points. Sean Healy of iCivics is absolutely devoted to forcing leftism and woke crap on public schools. He wants to push to nationalize all the wokeness that he's put forth. What is wrong with these people? Stop it. And so you look at John Cornyn and Bill Cassidy and these other fools, and you say, what are you doing? Extract your head from your backside, please. The Civics Secures Democracy Act was introduced for the first time in March 2021 as a joint effort between Democrat Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, a complete kook, and John Cornyn of Texas. And immediately several prominent conservative scholars co-signed an open letter calling on Congress to oppose the bill, pointing out how its grant structure would inevitably lead to left-wing activists infiltrating American schools and pushing critical race theory and other garbage. The bill failed to gain much steam, was quickly pushed aside. The current version of the bill contains a number of supposed fixes. However, Stanley Kurtz says they're just cosmetic fixes and the bill is still garbage and dangerous to American schools. What is wrong? What happened to John Cornyn? Do they have compromising photographs of him with livestock? What? I'm sorry, was that inappropriate? Was that over the line? Whoops, my bad. I don't have the photographs myself. No, I don't. Back in a moment.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.